Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Today is October 7th, 2019, and we're going to take a look at the October 2019 astrological energies as well as the 10-10 portal. Now, I was just laughing as I started the show because I realized, too, that this month we have 3 meteor showers. And I was just looking at the dates of those, and they're coming up on Tuesday, October 8th into Wednesday, October 9th. This is the Dragonid meteors that are up in the heavens, and you can see multiple bursts of light through these meteor showers. Then we'll have a second meteor shower happening on Wednesday the 9th into Thursday the 10th in the southern Taurid. So that's the Taurus area of the sky close to the Pleiades, very significant. And then there'll be a third meteor shower later in the month. This will be October 21st and 22nd, and this is the Orion or Orionid meteor shower. So a lot of bursts of energy and light coming through here in October. And I thought that would be an interesting thing to add in here at the start of the show because I don't always talk about meteors or all the comets and everything flying around. We usually stick to astrology. But I thought that would be interesting to note that we have some bursting meteors falling from the heavens throughout this month. So maybe you'll get a chance to see them as October progresses. We're going to talk about the strong astrology of this month and the 10-10 portal as well. So the first thing to know about October is that it has a very strong energy signature in Libra and Scorpio. And these are both relationship energies. We have the Sun and Mars in Libra, and we have Mercury and Venus in Scorpio. Venus actually enters Scorpio on October 8th and then will be in the sign for the rest of the month. Mercury is going to stay in Scorpio until December 9th due to a retrograde in Scorpio that begins at the very end of October on October 31st. So we have this focus right now on Libra and Scorpio energies, in addition to the Saturn-Pluto in Capricorn energies, as well as the South Node in Capricorn. So there's a strong emphasis here in our lives in being aware now of what your emotional truths are that you need to share, to speak, to communicate with honesty, with integrity, with the intention of harmony, and there can be some repairs that happen through October when you act from this intention, when you come from this desire to create harmony. And it feels like this energy is quite strong because a lot has been cleared out of the energy field over the past 2 weeks, especially since the fall equinox, fall in the northern hemisphere here, since that equinox, there has been a big removal of energies that you've been working on. So whatever has kept your attention throughout 2019, whatever you've had to literally put work into, the going slow, the dealing with it as it comes, the deeper dive, the sense that you've had to go into discomfort or tension or areas of your life that were finishing up. There's been this completion energy at a very deep level, and I feel it at a cellular DNA level, at a soul level, that part of you that you've had to pay a lot of attention to, you couldn't rush through. It was a bit like just walking through the fog and taking things one day at a time. now there's been this clearing out. I mean, I feel it as this, like, grabbing a bunch of gunk out of a drain or something, like clearing out. And I really mean this energetically, but you could feel it or perhaps be experiencing it in your everyday life, meaning you could have experienced something energetically that was a huge purge or clearing out. You could have been doing some big work on cleaning up your home, cleaning up your desk, getting rid of stuff. There could have been things that your body has been processing and working through to release. It's like there's just been this removal. It's almost like everything that has been, I'm hearing caging you, caging your energy or caging your attention, there have been significant shifts. And I'm seeing all of this gunk being put into the garbage truck. And then the garbage truck comes and takes it away. So this is what I mean. It's like literally like these big hauls of energy have been moved off of the planet. And that's because of how so many people have been working consciously and intentionally around very important areas of their life. Oh my gosh, the garbage truck is right outside. Okay, this doesn't, the garbage truck doesn't normally go by my office when I do this podcast. Okay, so the garbage truck is here. So it's literally taking away, hauling away what you've been working on, and there's been these big energy shifts. Again, you could feel it as sickness. You could have something that you're dealing with. You could have big transformations happening that are clearing, removing. So this is what I'm feeling strongly as October gets started. And throughout the month, there's going to be energies that are moving you forward into a freshness, a fresh territory, a fresh sense of what's possible. And this is part of Scorpio energies, where you take those fears, those unconscious parts of ourselves that have been operating in the background, the parts of us that we're not always aware of why we do what we do or what is the root of the emotion. We don't always know what the root of the emotion is. And so you have the opportunity to understand that now, and it is permanently changing in you. That's what's significant here. There's permanent changes in yourself, your perspective, your understanding of also where you've come from. So this relates to the North Node in Cancer, which in October completes its journey through the second decan of Cancer. The North Node always moves in reverse, so by the end of the month it will be at 10 degrees of Cancer. And then it will go to 9 degrees, 8 degrees, so on. But as it completes the second decan of Cancer, there's been new revelations about what you've come from, where you've come from, who you've come from, the family lineage. We're learning about more of our family's origins and what those layers. It's like the layers that were imposed on you, but at a soul level, it's what you wanted because it was going to be the catalyst for learning. And we learn through our families in so many ways. And I'm feeling this as the immediate nuclear family, although you could feel it at a broader scale of the family's cultures, the family's belief systems, where your family was connected to. But I'm feeling this as the nuclear immediate family, you know, your first experience of family or not. and how that shaped you, your emotional world, what you thought you could receive. This is a energy of what you believed you were worthy of receiving, especially emotionally from others. And it feels like the revelations in consciousness have been around what's healthy, what's not healthy. Perhaps even different forms of abuse, or of what was retracted, what was not given, what was not shared, what was not on the table, so to speak. And I'm getting the image of a dining room table with food on it. And it could be understanding that there were some foods missing. You know, some food groups were not present. The nourishment that you needed, the ingredients or the ways that you needed to feel loved and accepted were not there. And so there's been this focus on learning about what has been missing and then taking responsibility for it for ourselves, because a big part of learning is that, yeah, you understand the root of it. You understand where it came from and how other people's behavior and choices were a part of that. But then you take responsibility for yourself now. You take responsibility for your decisions now and what you can do in the present moment. And that's where your power shows up as well. So we've been learning about what we were missing that we didn't know we were missing. It's like there wasn't enough protein on the table, or you were missing key vegetables on the table. You know, it's something about that nourishment at an emotional level. And it feels quite personal, and it actually feels like there's a lot of clarity now around what you need to nourish yourself, about what you need to feel healthy, about feeling empowered to be this version of yourself in the world now. And as the planets move through the early degrees of Scorpio, they're going to be making a trine to that north node in Cancer in October. And that's going to give you a sense of conviction around what you need emotionally in your relationships. And it's going to give you a strength in speaking emotional truths. Now, this can be hard. This can be dicey. It can feel like, what do I say that honors what I need, that is, you know, clear communication, that is right for the other person to hear? I want to speak from a place of love or from kindness. I don't want to hurt feelings unnecessarily, but I need to be emotionally truthful. That's one of the tasks of October, emotional truth, and being able to communicate in a place that honors what you've learned, that honors what you know to be true, and you don't hold back what you need to say in order to maintain the peace. You don't hold back what needs to be said, what needs to be put on the table, because that's not, it's like that's not even energetically supported anymore. There's this energy of you can't do something half-assed. You can't do something to toe the line or to hold back what you've learned, who you are, what you need, what is true for you. And that's where there's this strengthening power of, this is how I feel. This is what I need to say. This is what I need to put out there. And simply expressing it is my power, is my strength. So it's interesting because I feel like the energies that have been removed, where the garbage truck just came through and hauled it away, has removed a lot of heaviness, density, confusion, probably layers of pain, something that was weighing on your heart or in your heart, like I'm seeing the bottom of the heart feeling like there is tar at the bottom of the heart, and that being pulled out, removed. And now there's a freshness that's starting to come in that you're meant to trust. And the surge of power comes through what feels right for you. So it's not getting locked in your mind. It's not going back and forth mentally, because that's where there could be that analysis paralysis, which is a Libra energy. The Sun and Mars in Libra can get in that place of, should I do this? Should I do that? And then it doesn't take any action because there's a sense of, is this fair? Is this right? What can I do better? You know, the pros and the cons list. And all of that would slow you down. With Mercury and Venus in Scorpio, especially trining the North Node, speak your truth with an understanding that sometimes relationship dynamics can be tricky. There can be things that you need to say, but you don't know how to say, or you want to say, but you don't know if you should say it. Look at your intention. What is your motivation? If your intention is to basically clear out something that's been stuck, or to move past a block, or to get over or through a fear, that is a beautiful intention. And sometimes that's just what we're called to do. And that's the strength of Scorpio, is that it can go into these harder conversations to get through them so that they don't linger. And to know that on the other side, it can be very healing and harmonious on the other side of it. So I get this image of, well, it's okay to enter a cave, knowing that that cave has a light at the other side. So there's something around being very clear in your intentions and the power of your emotions coming through in a way that removes any boulders or blocks. And the Scorpio energy can go into these places. It can be very, very honest and very, very real. And sometimes that's the best thing. The Scorpio energy is associated with intimacy. And that's not just sex or physical intimacy. It's emotional intimacy. It's your deepest fears and the parts of you that you're afraid aren't loved. And that's one of the ways that Scorpio energy unconsciously operates, is that it fears it isn't loved. It doesn't see what is lovable about itself. And I mean this in a general sense. So that's where the energy can push through and say, no, that's not even true. I'm absolutely loved, and I'm absolutely allowed to speak my truth. So it's quite a powerful month, and I'm focusing on the Scorpio energy because it has a lot of strength throughout October. The Scorpio planets, Mercury and Venus, will also make sextiles to Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn, and they are regenerative. There's a regeneration this month of October, and there's a sense of I've reached a mountaintop, or I've understood many things about myself and my journey. This is part of the 10-10 portal, which is on October 10th, and the number 10 is associated with mastery, with the mountain peak, with a full completion of a journey, with seeing the world in a new way, understanding what it's all been about, what you've learned as the lessons and healing have progressed. So the 10-10 portal is showing you what you have moved through that you can see from a higher vantage point now, And it's also asking you to recognize yourself, to recognize what you have been working on this year. And that could be on multiple levels of your being, spiritually, energetically, emotionally, financially, professionally. It's certainly been a big year of professional changes. And so there is something to be acknowledged here around how you've handled your own life. What you've done when it's been very difficult, when it's felt like you've been standing in tar, when it's felt like when you were in some very deep, dark places, and look at how you've made it through. And it's a honoring of your resilience, of your perseverance. And this is meant to be integrated into your consciousness. You're meant to be aware of these parts of yourself because it's a development of confidence. It's a development of, I made it through some really hard times, some dark days, some tough periods, and I've gained a lot that I never knew I would gain. I'm just feeling strongly that it's important to simply acknowledge what the journey has been without applying any kind of self-judgment and instead apply self-validation. It's a very validating energy. So this 1010 portal is a place of expanding consciousness around one's abilities, one's strength, one's gifts, and to allow that to continue to guide you forward. Now, we have strengthening energy throughout October as Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto are gaining power this month. And that's significant because of how each one has been held back in for various phases of time in 2019. Jupiter and Sag has been squaring Neptune and Pisces throughout all of 2019 since January. Now this month, Jupiter finally breaks free and moves ahead. By the end of the month, Jupiter will be at 23 degrees of Sagittarius and is moving quickly. Is moving quickly now. There's an energy of expansion, development, growth. Yes, I've got it. Achievement. Like there's this sense of justice. There's a sense of optimism that I'm seeing as little light. I don't know how to say it. It's like little light specks of like morsels. Maybe they're like little morsels that are in the body's consciousness now. And it's a very feeling energy. It's feeling that you can handle what comes your way. You're feeling this sense of, I made it through some areas of my life were held back, and now the justice, the breakthroughs, the expansion, the growth comes through. And this will be gaining in November too. So we're finally going to start seeing those Jupiter and Sagittarius expansions and rewards. And we also have strength from Saturn in Capricorn, moving ahead, moving away from that south node in Capricorn. Again, gaining strength, clarity. This is the plan. This is what I need to do. There's focus now. And also with Pluto in Capricorn moving direct in October, there's been significant understandings around what you're meant to do here on the planet. These energies in Capricorn have been working with our professional world, our career, our sense of purpose. And you could feel this strengthening of your sense of purpose, that it's coming together. There's been things you've had to let go of or move away from, maybe even a lot in your mind about what you can achieve. Now this energy is saying to go for what you know is true for you, where you're here to share your energies and gifts in the world, and know that now that both planets are direct, you have support. You have support in terms of the opportunities and steps to take to be climbing that next Capricorn mountain. I'm feeling like many people were kind of stuck in limbo with career and professional choices, and that something has clicked or there's been breakthroughs. There's been something you've realized. You've understood more about what you love, what your passion is, what your soul desires. There's been deeper understandings around what you're capable of. And the Capricorn energy supports our capabilities, supports how we are here to formulate and build a work life, a place of satisfaction that honors who you are innately. And that energy is also gaining momentum through October and through the rest of 2019. So again, this power surge is coming through, but it can only gain strength if you allow the removal, if you allow things to shift and to say that you're done. That's another thing about Pluto going direct, is that it has these permanent endings where you understand I'm really done with something. I'm done with a role. I'm done with a job. I'm done with an area of life that fulfilled its purpose, and now it's time to move on. And this is a death. It's a completion. It's a permanent change in you at some level. For some people, you could be realizing that you're really done with the 3D or corporate world, for example, and you have to do your soul mission work. You have to go into your spiritual business. So there's a lot here that says we're moving on. We're really moving forward. And October is a key month for these energies. It's a key month for that regeneration of self, that sense of, okay, I'm starting this new, but I'm not starting at the beginning. I'm starting at exactly where I am. So I take everything I've learned and I use it to my advantage to go forward. And that's where I am creating and developing at this time. Now, keep in mind that the planets in Libra, the Sun and Mars, do have some difficulties in October as they each square Saturn at 14 and 15 degrees Capricorn and Pluto at 20 degrees of Capricorn. So when each of the Sun and Mars hits 14, 15 degrees, and then 20 degrees, there's a slowdown, there's a checking in, there's a part of you that could feel frustrated. Typically, when the Sun squares Saturn and then squares Pluto, there's a turning point. There's something that has to shift that you didn't see before. And in Libra, it's looking at what you were compromising, where you were maintaining harmony, where you were people-pleasing, where you were doing something because you wanted other people to be happy or you weren't sure it was okay to go on your own. The Capricorn energy gives you the strength to go on your own, but you might be leaving some people behind or you might feel a discomfort in these relationships because you have to follow what's right for you and you don't. It's funny, it's like I feel like for some of you, you don't want to sacrifice a relationship, but the relationship has to change. It has to change into a new type of dynamic or a new type of interaction. We also have the Aries full moon in October, and that's on October 13th. I have a video for you on YouTube that describes these energies even more. It's quite a potent Aries full moon. It's at 20 degrees of Aries, which means it exactly squares Pluto in Capricorn. And the moon in Aries is conjunct Eris, who is at 23 degrees of Aries. It's a significant turning point in the month, but in the year. And this is an explosive energy of, I have to do this. It gives you a surge of what is right for you, and knowing that your power is truly only in yourself. But that can ruffle the status quo. That can create tension. This is a full moon that has a lot of tension in it. It's quite explosive. It's quite dynamic in that there's a sense of, okay, there's new energies coming through that I have to follow, right? It's that regeneration of I have to do this, but it's a little sticky, or there's things involved that I can't simply forget or ignore. It's something about a bigger responsibility to yourself is calling you, even though we have real-world responsibilities and relationships to tend to. So please check out that video on YouTube about the Aries full moon. And then I also have uploaded for you the Scorpio new moon, which is on October 27th. It is at 4 degrees of Scorpio, directly opposing Uranus in Taurus. This is quite a big new moon. And what it does, like what I'm feeling so strongly around this Scorpio new moon, is that you're breaking out of these fears that you thought were so powerful and so big. So the sun and the moon are conjunct in Scorpio at 4 degrees, the very beginning of Scorpio, right? So they're new in Scorpio. And then they meet up with Uranus in Taurus that says, no more, done. You don't need that. Stop going into those caves. Stop diving into some of these fears. You've been there, done that. Set yourself free. Set yourself free. So the Scorpio new moon, I feel, is quite big in how we are going to see something in ourselves that is complete because of the awakening energies of that new moon. So as you can see, a lot of October has these energies that are moving through us at deeper, deeper levels, and they're showing up in relationships. They're showing up in our understanding of how much we've changed this year, and then, of course, the full decade. And been referencing that throughout many of the recent episodes, is that we are completing a decade. And there's a lot about this decade that has taken us into some very intense energies, some very deep healing. And you're moving on. You're moving on. It just feels like there's this energy of been there, done that, bought the t-shirt. What's next? You could even feel an exhaustion from this decade if you were to be too focused on the rearview mirror. So don't do that, or at least monitor how you do that and understand that it's all served a purpose for the fine-tuning of yourself and the ability to be in a higher alignment with your energy and with your soul's growth now. Okay, a few more dates that I want to touch on before I sign off here. So Mercury is in Scorpio for the whole month and enters his shadow zone at 11 degrees of Scorpio on October 11th. And this will be a time of, I'm actually seeing it in a very different way. I've never seen it like this before, but I'm feeling this Mercury and Scorpio energy as a third eye awakening, as going deeper into your intuitive nature, your intuitive abilities. Because so much is being cleared out and removed, we have more energy to focus on these intuitive areas of development. And I see this Mercury in Scorpio, especially the retrograde, as clearing off any blockages to your intuitive nature. It's like the third eye energies are getting polished and they are getting clearer. So you could look for ways to develop that third eye focus. And it has to do with whatever's been calcified, whatever's been stuck. It's like there's been a protective layer. Okay, so the third eye might have been blocked if you were too involved in certain energies that would have felt harmful or hurtful if you knew what other people were doing. It's sort of like in the 3D, we see things as they are, or we see people as they are, and there are certain energies that we're involved in. That as you raise your consciousness and your spiritual growth, your third eye has the ability to open and blossom because it's not weighed down by that density of energies around you. And then you get to that point of it opening and expanding because you're no longer at that same energy level of the 3D matrix. And you can see in hindsight with your third eye. So you can start seeing things in hindsight around what someone said, what someone did, what they were doing. I'm trying to receive an example. But what they're showing me is that you were actually being protected, but now you're at a point of a different level of spiritual maturity where you don't need protection. You're able to see the truth of who people are, like the truth of their intentions. Or I'm hearing liars. I'm hearing deception is like the betrayals, like all these ugly things that can hurt the heart. At some point when you grow out of those hurt, like you grow beyond that energy of feeling hurt around it, you see people for what they are and you don't take it personally. And that's part of the strengthening of the Libra energies, is that we are more objective and we don't take it as personally. And you understand, wow, that's just what they knew how to do, or that's how they thought they had to operate, or they didn't know any better, or there's something in you that can be more objective in understanding that their choices are about them. They were never about you. So that's another theme of October, is these objective understandings of relationships and where the energies match up or don't match up. And then one final note, Venus enters Scorpio on October 8th, and she is back in Scorpio, where she was retrograde in 2018. So she's revisiting the territory that she had to really dig into in 2018. That was last October and November. And now you're having a return to looking at what you had to work on last October, November, and now to revisit it with a higher consciousness, to revisit it with that Scorpio energy of the eagle, and the eagle seeing things from a higher vantage point, and being able to assess and gain wisdom from what was learned. So I feel that this Venus and Scorpio energy throughout October is looking at where your shadow energies were developed, where you've come to accept and love these aspects of yourself, and how you can now work with them more powerfully, more powerfully. So October is a time of regeneration, being able to objectively look at relationships, being able to understand what you were learning in 2019 by giving yourself self-validation and acknowledgement of what you've been through, what you've made it through, what you've progressed through to date. There's a strengthening here of passion and clarity around what you really feel, as well as the opportunity to communicate from that place, to communicate openly, even when it's hard or difficult, but to communicate with kindness and with a sense of integrity. Because there's clarity now. There's a new clarity. So I hope this has brought you some good insights into how to work with the energies of October. And I'll be back on Wednesday to talk about the weekly intuitive astrology and energies of the week ahead. And please note that on YouTube is where you can find those videos on the Aries full moon and the Scorpio new moon. Thank you so much for joining me today, my friends. I wish you a beautiful day ahead, a beautiful week ahead, and I will connect with you very soon. Talk to you later.